All right, 1380 WPHM. Tuesday mornings around this time is when we talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
And Cindy Vesna is here again from Delta Vacations. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
You've been in the travel business. We're not going to say how long, but you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you? Well, you can say how long if you want to.
Well, yeah. I almost don't want to, but it's over 40 years. And were you born then, Paul?
Yes, but thank you. Yes, I was. So you've been all over the world, haven't you? Oh, you've seen just about everything.
I wish I could say I was all over the world. I'm wanting to go back and further investigate places I have been before that really liked, but I have a major bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place that you visited?
Oh, God, that's a tough question. One that's asked of me pretty regularly. And I could strain here right now for a minute, but I've done it too often, and I'm going to tell you it is Hawaii.
Really?
Hands down. And I have been all over the world. It's Hawaii.
Why Hawaii?
You know, it is a culture. It is the spirit of aloha. They actually, their culture is so amazing. If tourists would just give it more time to really listen to what the Hawaiian people have to offer, I think more and more people would find that their spot of choice. So, you know, the diversity there is amazing. You have six different islands that you can go to and stay at, each one with a totally different personality. You know, I mean, it's like saying, hey, I went to Michigan. Well, were you in Port Huron, or were you in Detroit, or were you in Traverse City, or were you in Frankenmuth? You know, where were you? Each of these islands are so extremely different and offer the uniqueness. Additionally, the Big Island of Hawaii is the newest place on the in the world because of its growth in the volcano on the Big Island. Oh. And it's actually creating another island offshore.
Wow.
And what's really, really crazy about it is there's this whole new hippie generation that's moving there because it's so neat.
Because
to
it's
see
the newest thing in the world.
Because it's the newest place in the world, and that coupled with the energy and the nature, again, that's that spirit that's on the island. They're going, but you know, I think that each of the islands are so important to see. And as I've talked to with you before, Deanne, so often people say they go there, they've got the T-shirt, they've been there. For how long?
Yeah, they go for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't get to see every island. They get to see one or two, maybe three. But what do you see in 2 or 3 days? Because that's travel time included. I always try to have people say, all right, pick two islands or pick three, but do 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a long flight to go for just, you know, 7 to 10
well,
days.
Well, now haven't you just opened up this? So June 29th is a really important day for Delta Airlines and Delta Vacations. And we are starting nonstop service to Honolulu.
No kidding.
It's amazing. Nonstop on Delta to Hawaii. It's a huge offering. The flight times are amazing. If you want to connect out to other islands, they're perfect. You do not have to get up at dark 100 in the morning to get there. You know, and it flies into Oahu. Okay,
yeah,
now
perfect.
Oahu,
Pearl Harbor.
Yep, is Waikiki Beach, right? And this is the oldest visited island that there is out there, and it was at one time people would say, "Oh, don't go to Oahu; it's too commercialized. Just move on and get out to the other islands."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. There is so much to see on Oahu. If somebody wanted to take just to go to one island, let's say, for a week and get out there. I mean, first of all, Waikiki has a lot of history. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what your taste or budgets are. You can have anything from fast food to to gourmet dining. Mm-hmm. The activities, including a lot that are free, are endless. You can go watch movies on the beach. I learned to surf there, by the way. It was 19 yeah. years ago. I almost killed myself, but I got up, okay?
I thought I was in good
shape until that day. But you could take a bus around the island yet for $2 and go to the famous North Shore and be completely removed from activities.
And there's so much surfing out there. That's amazing out there. It's fun. It's a fun area.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. And
Diamond Head is out there. You could take that's at the end of the beach practically. And then
you could go hiking Diamond Head. There's tours that are not too far away, bike and hike tours that you can take. And the new Disney Resort is located on the
island.
That's
very popular and gorgeous. And that's on the other side of the island, which is great because you go over to that area and it's more secluded.
Oh, so it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. So it's kind of a different flair for you go over to Waikiki for the day. And that's a great thing to do, staying at the Disney Alani.
Yeah, yeah, many people are. And you also, you offer a whole gamut of types of accommodations. I know that you offer, as we do with Delta Vacations, everything from condominium to authentic budget hotels, which are very good, all the way up to luxury hotels. So, you know, many times people, and I have to get this out here, people say, oh, we've become accustomed to all-inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get that all the time. And it's like, well, there are all-inclusive, which is a very easy way to go. You know, there's not a lot of work to it. You don't have to decide where you're eating dinner that night. You know exactly what your price is. But to say you're going to an all-inclusive in Hawaii would be like saying I'm going to south of France and staying in an all-inclusive. You can't meet the people. You can't feel it. You can't be out. You just can't. You can't have that same feeling. And there are still many of the Caribbean islands. I know Grand Cayman's one that doesn't offer all-inclusives. Or if they do, it's a bit limited, let's say, or a bit different because those are places with the safety on that island and the convenience of movement that you want to get around. But that's the kind of thing with Hawaii that is so different. Do I have time to talk about another island, perhaps?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, well, I think Maui's one of the favorite, and there's so many activities that go on in Maui, going up to the mountaintop and riding the bike down at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I have that t-shirt. You know, there are ferries that go across to Lanai now where Bill Gates had his wedding. I wish I would have been invited. I can't imagine why they forgot my name fell off the list. But that would have been spectacular. A great spot to see the whales there.
Snorkeling, Molokini.
Yeah, there's so much to do.
Golf.
Golf, absolutely. But one of the most unusual that was Molokai.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Father Damien and the lepers that were thrown off of a boat and they had to swim to shore and sink or swim, literally, for these people. Now you could take tours of that area. And you could go down from mountaintop on mule. Yes, I did. And down by mule. Or you can be flown in by, I think it's a helicopter they're using right now because it's really the only, it's, you can't get up the mountains other than the mule paths. So that's very, very interesting. And that island is, that you know, nobody locks their doors. Everybody know, they're going to know you the minute they land and everyone on the island's going to know you within 5 minutes that you're there in a traffic jam or two people sitting on the side of the road talking. So, I mean, the diversity in the islands are that's different.
And I think that's what, I think, like you had said, people are now looking at staying a while and getting to know the cultures and getting to know the people and understanding, you know, all the different adversities there are on these islands. I truly think now with that nonstop out of Detroit, it's going to be amazing because it's going to make it accessible to everybody. Everybody's going to want to go and take their time. It's not going to take you 2 days to get there now, where you leave in the morning and get there at like 5 o'clock at night and you're exhausted. Now you won't have that time change to.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And the people that are out there that did get the T-shirt at one time, I think you should go back. And and there's no secret, Deanne. Your success is because of the knowledge that you have in the industry and just how you position that. Why would you want to rush through a lifetime experience and be packing and unpacking just to say you were able to get to the island? The other thing I think I have to mention, Deanne, because you do it extremely well, is offering front cabins. And, you know, a lot of people just don't get it. They have shell shock walking up to the counter one time and saying, how much would it be for first class? And then they, you know, they humbly go sit down with their tail between their legs, which is what happens. But yeah, with advanced planning and somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody who has been in the business for a long time, has a storefront, is completely insured and on board with us as one of our top sellers, I would highly recommend going to Deanne and St. Clair Travel.
Good place to go to plan your Hawaiian vacation. And if somebody wants to take that first step, what do they need to do?
Give us a call at 810-329-7163, and you can lay away your getaway.